Hey, everybody. I recorded this interview way back when I was at Fantastic Fest, and it is an interview with Jim Hosking and David Weick, who are the team behind An Evening with Beverley Loughlin, which was one of my favorite films from Fantastic Fest. I didn't get to actually see it screen in the theater. I had to watch a screener copy, but even then, the movie was just such a charming, fun, strange movie, and I held off on releasing this one because the movie is actually coming out for a theatrical release on October 19th, so next weekend. So make some time to go see it. It's just such a weird, unique movie. I wish I could really get into it, but it's a tough one to discuss, but it's a really funny, strange film from the guy who brought you Greasy Strangler. It's got this very, very Monty Python, Tim and Eric energy of just craziness. So if that's the type of stuff that you love, if you loved Greasy Strangler, then go check this out. If you love movies that are just the right level of absurdist while still maintaining beautiful characters that grow and mature, then this is the movie for you. So take some time and go check it out. But first, sit down and listen to the interview with Jim and David, who were the team behind the movie. All right, Horror Movie Night listeners, real quick, if I sound a little different, it's because I had tonsillitis literally until this morning, which is fitting because I spoke like Craig Robinson in the movie that we're about to discuss for the last 48 hours.
Hopefully you're not contagious.
No. We're good. So I'm sitting here with Jim and Dave, the guys behind the movie An Evening with Beverley Loughlin.
Loughlin. That's all right.
It's all about pronunciation.
It's all right now.
So this movie, actually, I had yet to see Greasy Strangler. I've seen so much about it, but this movie blew me the fuck away when I watched it. It is, I was trying to explain it to a coworker, and I told them that it reminded me of if John Waters had written Napoleon Dynamite and then had Wes Anderson direct it for him. Like, it's just this weird melding of all these different styles and creating your own really unique thing. Now, you've been directing for a while. Who were some of your inspirations leading into your career?
I try not to be sort of too consciously inspired by anybody, I guess. But I mean, I'm probably inspired a lot by sort of some of like Mike Leigh's early plays for the BBC, and like if you think of Nuts in May, you think of the comedy in that, like with Mel and I, we were talking about that just now. That's, you know, inspiring to me. I'm inspired by loads of stuff. I mean, of course, like I like David Lynch, or I like Fassbinder, or I like Aki Kaurismäki, but I love Woody Allen, and you know, I love old films. I love Billy Wilder's films. I mean, I like Hal Ashby, Altman. I try not to steal anything. I mean, like the people that you mentioned, that I'm not really familiar with a lot of John Waters' films. I mean, I've seen like probably the most commercial ones. I've seen Cry Baby and Serial Mom. Wes Anderson's not really my thing. Who's the other one? Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose like there's a similarity in kind of very distinctive kind of styling, and maybe there's some awkwardness and stuff there.
I was going to say, I think for me it was the awkwardness of a lot of the sequences definitely hit my memory waves a little bit.
I feel that comes from, like when I talk about Mike Leigh and stuff, there's like a lot of, like a lot of British drama and comedy revolves around people sort of feeling down on their luck, or feeling frustrated, or feeling like life is conspiring against them, you know? We don't expect things to sort of turn out well. I would say that. But, you know, like, I mean, for us, I guess there's, you know, there is a difference between the sort of, with the direction, the styling of a film, and then with the script, the sort of writing of a film, although there's, you know, a lot of it is in the script, and I still think we try not to be actively inspired by anything, really.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a sensibility of where you're, what you're interested in, what excites you when you discover a character, and writing with somebody is also. I had never really done much of it before I wrote with Jim, and I never thought I could, but it was actually much better than writing alone, you know, because you end up inspiring each other, but you take a lot for granted when it works well, because when it doesn't work, you can't explain it away. You can't just go, well, why don't we? It just is dead. There's nothing there in the life of the character. You're speaking totally different.
I think the languages. What we both enjoy, and what's definitely in the film, is that we are into sort of eccentric characters, like in life as well as in films, and we like sort of, I think we like eccentric humour, but we also really like genuine emotion and sincerity, and it's probably where those two things meet. That's kind of where the film feels like it's got maybe a bit of a difference to a lot of other stuff that's either trying to be, you know, kind of crazy and wacky and funny, or it's trying to be really sincere. And this is just, I mean, it's just doing its own thing, but I'm kind of attempting to analyze it.
I was going
to
say, it's definitely its own universe in a very cool kind of way. Like, the villain in this movie comes off as cartoony, as like a comic book villain at times, and that, to me, is what I really found fun about, is that there's these moments that are heartbreakingly awkward and real, and then there's this insane goofiness that happens as well, and it's playing off those two styles. How did you guys write this together? I'm always interested in the writing style of, like, a team. Were you guys in a room together? I know you're from two different places. Or was it a lot of emailing back and forth, and one person was in charge of the one element and another person was in charge of another?
No, we did a lot of writing together. I would say that we really wrote the script together in the same room. And it would have been in a series of, like, 2 weeks, get together again, like, a month and a half later or something, 2 weeks. I would come to L.A. or I'd come to, like, Dave was living in L.A. and then he was living in New York, and then I think we went to the woods, like, near New York, and spent a couple of weeks there, like, really breaking the back of it. And, yeah, I mean, obviously teams, like, write in a totally different way. Like, I've written a lot of stuff with the guy who I wrote The Greasy Strangler with, and we, even though we live in the same city, we generally don't ever sit down together and write together. We do it separately. And with Dave and
me, we work really well physically in the same room. Usually there's, like, a bunch of exchanges done on the email.
Yeah.
And I'm not very technically savvy with sort of the technology that makes that easy.
But it feels too dry, doesn't it? It's like you've got to rip.
Yeah, yeah. So we do, I like to get very physically,
He kind of prowls around and I'm sat at the keyboard, but the writing is an equal part.
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess Dave was an actor and he likes to sort of, like, you know, he likes to stride around and get quite physical and sort of,
Well, just sort of like get up. It's a combo of both, but it's to really get in there and we. Jim gets very, you know, aggressive about making sure we're not letting something go that's not, you know, oh, that's fine. No, it's not fine. Let's make it better. And my version of getting
into, because I think that you're like that too.
Yeah, no, but it works. But there's no eggshells. It's more like, my version of that is to get up and sort of like walk around and get the and feel, just sort of start feeling something. Get into some kind of. We had that with the very end. We weren't satisfied with it originally, and there's a scene where Collins.
We wrote a number of different endings. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a scene where we're at the very end. We were trying to figure out the Loughlin speech, and then Colin is doing this whole thing about the beneath the ice, and has this sort of, and we had this like crazy. Sort of like jam where we both started sort of shouting these.
Yeah, but
lines.
You were recording these little voice messages on your iPhone, yeah. Like sending them to, like it was like I'm trapped under the ice. But he was doing it in this sort of strange, like English. It was like a very sort of precise English accent from, like, it felt like it was from the sort of turn of the 19th into the 20th century, this sort of quite distinguished gentleman who was genuinely trapped under the ice, because he was still quite unflappable, stiff upper lip.
But that kind of thing, you know, didn't come from sitting around putting a lot of post-its up or having conversations. Mm. It became a kind of cathartic session.
I've never done anything like that, that sort of thing where people chuck a load of stuff up on a wall and move things around or whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
Can't be bothered.
It gives the vibe of a lot of, almost a sketch comedy background, or like a very, like, manic, in a way that it's nothing like this, but it reminds me a lot of when I read about how, like, the Muppets were written, and it was just anarchy in the studio, just, like, throwing anything at a wall, and there's no such thing as a bad idea, but we're going to reject a lot of these ideas. Like, that kind of attitude is what it sounds like you're presenting, of just this excitement to create in this area.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say it's like that, though. It's more specific than that. I think it's more... I don't think that we would sit around and like chuck tons of different ideas. Like, often it's about just thinking, like, what would, I mean, even though it's an absurd world in a way or whatever else, I take it all totally seriously when I'm writing it, and so does Dave. And it's like, what would this person do? And as much as anyone else might think it's like, it's sort of, you know, willfully bizarre or this or that, that's not how we approach it. And it's like, you know, if I wanted to write a bizarre film, I could fucking write one that was like a million times more bizarre than this. That's not the intention with this film.
Yeah.
The intention with it is to try to create a film with, like, really, you know, interesting, distinctive characters and a lot of heart. And
there's nothing that the characters do that's not true to their character in this movie, which
and
I
in
think
this
is
case,
a statement.
Yeah. Once those characters, and that's why it was so weird when we first started writing it, when we were just riffing back and forth with no idea where it was going. Once those characters came to life, they informed us. I mean, it sounds sort of hokey, but it really informs, you know, what's authentic. And they felt very three-dimensional, all of them. And so we didn't know where Colin was from. We didn't have... We knew his emotional sort of... whatever his system, how it was, solar plexus. And when it felt cheap or silly, then it would... You know, then we would know it would come off, and that's why it was ironic when the film was finally cast and everyone came together. There wasn't people necessarily coming in with like a completely different interpretation of the script or what this thing was about. Everyone kind of got on relatively the same page very quickly because they could see that in the tone of it. This wasn't a goof fest.
Was there anyone when you were writing this, because it feels like a lot of the characters are almost custom made for the actors that played it, did you have any of these people in mind while writing it, or was this just, you know, serendipity that the best people for the job ended up being there?
Well, I think you can have I mean, it's kind of, to me it's kind of like when you read a book and you start visualizing somebody and they're a bit of a sort of composite of various, you know, people that you may know in real life or actors and whatever. And of course you have actors float through your consciousness as you're writing a script. And I mean, you know, for example, we both love Aubrey Plaza, and you think, oh, it'd be fascinating if Aubrey were to do this, but you also kind of don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, sort of thing. But I mean, yeah, we definitely had people.
No, there was no one that really was. There a lot of people. I have done that recently. We both wrote another script actually where we actually thought of specific actors. Those who we were writing.
Yeah, we titled the script with their names.
Their actual real names.
Yeah.
Which is,
yeah.
We still think it's hysterical.
Yeah.
But this one, it was just the characters were before the actors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta wrap it up. I just got the one last question from Cam out there. So,
all right.
Where can people see this movie? I mean, obviously, I'm at Fantastic Fest, but I
believe
October.
Comes out October the 19th.
Okay.
I think it's sort of a splurge. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. So October 19th, guys, go and check out the movie. Thank you guys so much for sitting down and chatting with us.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.